Hey there, welcome to the first episode of Death at a Low Price. Well, technically it is an episode, and technically it isn't the first, but it's something. Death at a Low Price is a podcast developed by me, Ollie, and a bunch of other talented people who just want to have fun. Or, well, we're assuming that. We really aren't sure. They could want to dominate the world, but that's their business, not ours. This episode was written, voiced, and created by me. It's probably very bad, and compared to the coming episodes, it's really bad. But, yeah. Anyway, we hope you enjoy. We really hope you enjoy. Please enjoy it. This is entry number one of the stakeout of the abandoned convenience store on Route 56. My name is Agent Harrison. It is 10:31 a.m. on December 30th, and there is no sign of any activity thus far. This is entry 2 of the stakeout of the abandoned convenience store on Route 56. It is 10:31 a.m., like last time, on December 31st, unlike last time, and there is no sign, again, of any activity thus far. This is entry 3. It is 11 o'clock on January 1st, and there is nothing. Entry 4. Jack shit has happened at this goddamn convenience store, and it's January 2nd. I think I saw something. Something moved. It's something. It's there. It's... Damn fucking bird piece of shit. I believe that there is nothing here. Nothing. Really, it's not that hard to tell since the place is abandoned. Go check this out, they said. There might be aliens, they said. But no, there's no aliens. There's just some stupid-ass birds that decide the inside of the logo would be a good place to shit. If there's a god, why the hell did he let them send me out here? It's been 7 days. I've been here a goddamn week. Which is, of course, bullshit. Bullshit. Ray, if you're hearing this, I'm going to murder you when I get back. God is dead. God is dead and we killed him. That is the only conclusion I've drawn from my time here. Because there is no other explanation as to why I'm still here. It's been 9 days. There have been no sightings. I haven't gotten any calls from anyone. No one, not even my wife. Sure, I kind of left her, but that's not the point. She wouldn't let me get a dog. That's a deal breaker for me. Anyway, not the point. Been here for quite some time. Almost out of food, and the birds keep on staring at me. Pretty sure they have personalities. Maybe they're the aliens. Maybe they're the reason I'm here. I'm grasping at straws. I'm becoming insane. Honestly, I've lost count of the entries right now. But fuck that. I don't have to worry about the food anymore. Or the birds. Someone just exited the store. It's either that or I'm hallucinating. Both are likely options. I'm not sure which it is. But, you know what? I'll take what I can get. So I'll be saying there is someone exiting the store. And if I happen to be wrong, well, I blame it on you. Alright, here's the thing. Either there is someone entering and exiting the store, or I've been out here so long that I'm going crazy. Damn it. Y'all just had to leave me out here, didn't you? What did I do wrong? Sure, I eat your Pop-Tarts sometimes. Sometimes. But it's a community fridge. It's a fucking... fucking community fridge. If you put something in there, it's for the office, not for you, Greg. Because, well, you could lay off the Pop-Tarts anyway. I know you all can hear me. I know it. So why don't you just pick up the goddamn radio and answer me? Seriously, it ain't that hard. The guy exited the store again. He's wearing a weird-ass mask. Pretty shitty, if you ask me. Staring at me right now, and... fuck? He's doing the call me sign. Leave me alone, you creep. Go bother some other fucker out here in the woods. Ugh, what is he? Is he a teenage girl? He's doing the breaking heart motion. Ugh, at least he's leaving. I am done. Done with this job, done with that mask dude who keeps on fucking with my shit and writing his goddamn phone number all over it. We can strike a deal. Call me, followed by 15 hearts. Really? Creep. I'm not staying out here any longer. I'm out! And I'm leaving your shitty supplies here. Get someone else to do the job, cause it ain't gonna be me. This is Agent Harrison, logging the fuck out. Bye! And that was the first minisode of Death at a Low Price. We really hope you enjoyed, because if you don't, we have nothing else for you except for really random fun facts and sometimes incorrect quotes. Well, yeah, that was that. Send your feedback. Have fun. I'm so sorry. Ollie out.